5 reviews into the care of women and infants at Portiuncula Hospital, Galway, are still in progress and due to be completed by next March. The HSE Chief Executive Bernard Gloucester will tell the Oireachtas Health Committee today that the reviews will cover the period from October 2024 to July of this year. Earlier this year, the HSE announced that an external team would manage maternity services at the hospital, and in July it decided that high-risk cases would be moved to Galway University Hospital. It isn't the first time that there have been issues with maternity services at Portiuncula. A 2018 report recommended a number of changes. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent, has been following this story and joins us now. Fergal, what's the background to the issues at this hospital?
Well, Portiuncula serves East Galway, Westmeath, North Tipperary, Roscommon and Offaly and usually deals with around 1,300 births a year. And a report commissioned by the HSE in 2015, published 3 years later, the Walker Report, it looked at 18 perinatal events between 2008 and 2014 at Portiuncula. And it found that there were delays in staff, escalating concerns to more senior decision makers, as well as a shortage of nurses and medical staff. And there were also a number of babies who suffered from a lack of oxygen around childbirth. So changes were recommended, but then issues returned some years later. And then the news at the start of this year that there were going to be 9 reviews into cases between 2023 and 2025. So the Oireachtas Health Committee is looking for an update today.
Tell us about the 5 reviews then that are underway. Tell us more about the cases involved there.
So these 5 reviews are into the care of women and infants at Portiuncula, and they're due to be completed by the end of next March. The Chief Executive of the HC, Bernard Gloucester, he's going to tell the Health Committee that reviews cover the period of October 2024 to July this year. And in total, Mr. Gloucester will say that the care provided to 12 women and their infants at Portiuncula have either been reviewed or are currently under review. So those 5 outstanding. The other reports, the 7 were completed and were shared with the families, and they made 52 recommendations. And the HSE says that progress on each of these is being tracked.
And there have, as we've been saying, big changes have taken place at Portiuncula. What will Bernard Gloucester tell the Health Committee about those today?
Yes, well, there was an external team set up to manage maternity services at the hospital set up in January of this year. And that followed, then we had a decision by the HSE in July that cases be managed at Galway University or another unit of a woman's choice, high-risk ones, not Portiuncula. And since October, Portiuncula has no longer been taking bookings from women in higher-risk categories. And indeed, figures show that new bookings for pregnant women at the hospital for the year are down 18% compared with last year.
Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent, thank you for that. It's 8:31. Kate Carlin has the news headlines.